Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. And Andy, we have a local celebrity on our hotline.
How very exciting. Good morning. Is this Samarth?
Yep, that's me.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're so excited to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're so exciting.
My name is Samarth Manikari. I'm in the 8th grade. I attend Charles Bain Middle School in Pennsylvania School District, and I'm 13 years old. And so I joined the Field to Play 6C program in my 4th and 5th grade years in elementary school at Balsington. And so, yeah, that's how my story kind of started with the Field to Play 6C program.
So explain that to us. What is the Fuel Up to Play 6D program exactly?
So, yeah, so it's an NFL-sponsored program where it encourages students to live the Play 6A lifestyle, in which that means that eating healthy and staying active for at least 60 minutes every single day. And this is also trying to battle the child obesity problem right now that's happening in our society.
So I know that if you are a sports watcher, especially football, then you see these commercials come on all the time encouraging kids to get outside for 60 minutes and just be really active and stuff. What are some things? Well, all right. I'm going to ask you to give us some tips in a little bit. But first, it gets even more exciting than that, because we heard that you're going to be on the draft tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. So what are you going to do, and how did that happen?
So what all happened in the beginning was that I contacted my dairy farmers, who I want to give a big shout out to, the American Dairy Association Northeast. They're the best people on the planet. They're the people who really kind of brought me to the program, and they kind of told the NFL what I was doing. So last year, I opened up a Google Classroom, since our school district, the Pennsbury School District, had opened up a new program called the One-to-One Program, utilizing Chromebooks and the Google G Suite for Education. And so I decided to take advantage of that and opened up a Google Classroom for my students and the club members of the Field to Play 6D program. And so when I opened that up, I kind of had an original idea of just having meeting times and kind of having notifications and updates about the Field to Play 6D program and some tips and tricks here and there. And so really kicked that off was when, in the light of the pandemic right now, which is occurring, of the COVID-19 pandemic. So I kind of decided to take advantage of the Google Classroom, and I decided to post local tips and tricks for students to parents and family and friends in their communities to kind of live the Play 6D lifestyle, in which by eating healthy and staying active. And so that's how it kind of hit off in the Google Classroom, and that's how the NFL knew about my story, and they invited me to take part in the draft. And so I'm super excited for that.
Wow, so you started a Google Classroom. How old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
You know you're smarter than most adults.
Thank you.
And more well-spoken,
for sure,
if we may say, as this is our career and you're talking us under the bus right now.
Yeah, so the NFL contacted you, and they wanted you to do what for tomorrow?
So tomorrow, well, this draft session was actually kind of like pre-recorded. I wasn't able to know the player who's going to be announced, sadly, but that's all right. But I mean, I kind of had an introduction in announcing the draft. So I kind of said a couple of words and talking about the Field to Play 6D program, and they're going to just air that kind of short segment on live on NFL.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is going to be broadcast so cool. Worldwide tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Is it a video? Will we get to see you?
Yes, it's a video.
Oh, my gosh. Did it take you forever to figure out what you're going to wear?
Yes, it did. I kind of had like a backdrop situated. It was like crazy. My parents told their family and friends. It was awesome.
That's so cool.
I kind of have everything situated. So, yeah.
In fact,
yeah, they kind of gave me a script, but then I kind of like thought it was a bit boring. I kind of gave my own kind of Samarth spin on it. So,
I put the Samarth spin. Now, I know the draft can be kind of long, especially on Saturday. Do you have any idea what time it's going to be airing?
Yeah, I don't know the specific time, but I know that it'll be airing at 12 p.m. By 12 p.m. Yeah, that's the draft starting time.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking for you. So that's really cool. So talk to us a little bit more about some of the things that we can be doing, because it's so easy, Samarth, and I'm sure that you know this. It's so easy to get caught up in, like, you wake up in the morning and, you know, you have your breakfast or whatever, and then you get your schoolwork done, and it's so easy to just plop yourself in front of the in front of the TV and or, yeah. you know, or your device or whatever, and just sit around and play video games or binge watch TV shows. And sometimes it's hard to motivate yourself to get outside or get up and do anything, especially for 60 minutes. So what are some of your tips that we can take away?
Yeah, so, like, my best tip is just to have breaks in between working periods so that if you're, like, tired or maybe if you want to take sort of watching TV and then you're going to stick to that, like, for a while and binging TV shows, that's probably not the best bet to do during this pandemic. So especially kind of, like, taking short breaks, maybe taking a jog or walk around the neighborhood or on the treadmill in case or anything, like, making sure that you at least stay active, but also making sure that you can also eat healthy by making probably like a short break by eating some fruits and vegetables or making a fruit smoothie or vegetable smoothie, things like that. That's my best tip.
That's great.
All right. Yeah. And is there any good website or place on social media we can go for more information on the Fuel to Play 60?
Yeah, sure. So the Fuel to Play 60 program has a website. It's called fueluptoplay60.com. And so there's also, I think the Fuel to Play 60 program also has three social medias. They have at FUTP60 on Instagram. They also have the Fuel to Play 60 on their Facebook and also on Twitter, too.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. We're so excited for you. We're going to look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us.
Yep. No problem. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, for sure. Before we let you go, will you, like, maybe one day when Dave's not able to come in to work, like if he's on vacation or something, will you come in guest host with us? Because you're super fun.
Totally.
And then we're totally going to make you play Are You Smarter Than Smarth? Because you're much smarter than I am. So you're not going to play against me, but we'll see if there's any listeners out there who think they can beat you, okay?
Okay.
I have a feeling once he fills in, I'm never getting my job back ever again. Thank you, Samarth.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.